the snow and it went, oh, hello, hashtag everyone, talking about hashtag everything this Sunday morning to you. We did start.
Oh, well, good morning.
Merry Christmas Eve to everyone. I'm Kate Doherty.
I'm Keely Rager.
And we are ready for Santa Claus in a really big way. Isn't that right, Keel?
We are. We're excited to be here, and we have some special guests in here with us today.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, since it was a Christmas Eve program, we kind of felt like it was really important that the children come and speak. And so today we have three young ladies, and you are?
Ella.
And you are?
I'm Maddie.
And you are?
I'm Mallory.
And they're here to give us a kid's perspective this morning. I mean, at Christmas time, we need to hear from the children.
Well, I love this because this, you know, we were talking about this earlier, and you quoted a verse from the Bible, and I just loved it. And it says, but Jesus said, let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children. And I just think that is a great way for us to start out this Christmas celebration on Christmas Eve as we all join together Sundays and with family and friends and move into the holiday. So we've got a lot of cool stuff to talk about today, Kate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. I'm pretty excited. And Ella, are you excited?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got all different age ranges here this morning. And so one of the things that we're going to start, Mallory, we're going to put you on the spot first, because Mallory's kind of adopted a platform, and it's a really awesome platform, and I want you to tell them about it, because I don't want it to be me and Keely all this morning. I want it to be you guys.
My platform is called Drop and Give Me 20, and I am encouraging everyone to drop all their devices and all the technology and just do 20 minutes of physical activity each day.
Ooh, I love that. And when you say platform, where would this platform be?
I am just encouraging everybody in Missouri, and if I were to get to a national title within pageants, I hope that I can spread it all the way across the country.
Oh, so in pageants. So you adopted this platform because you participate in pageants.
Yes, I'm in the Miss America Outstanding Teen Organization.
Oh, fantastic. That teaches you a lot of good skills. I love that. So you've got this going on, and part of that, you also said you had set up something that I believe was not too long ago in Palmyra, Missouri. You had a 5K?
Yes, I hosted a 5K called the Crown and Sash Dash, and I raised about $800 for Children's Miracle Network.
That is awesome. Why did you choose the Children's Miracle Network?
The Children's Miracle Network is the national platform for the Miss America organization, and it is a nonprofit organization that raises money for children's hospitals and medical research.
I love that.
Well, you know, and maybe some of our listeners would like to help Santa out a little bit and remember the Children's Miracle Network tonight, as it is Christmas Eve.
What a great way to give. I love that idea. Well, you know, and there's another thing I'd like to point out here, too, as we are talking. And Downcountry is a faith-based organization. And Mallory, you just started up a kids' faith and fitness within your own church. Is that correct?
Yes. On Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock, I have kids from my church and from all around Palmyra come and join me for a short Bible lesson and then some fun activity.
Oh, that's really cool. Ooh, that what do you think, Ella? Time. Sound like fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Anything else you'd like to share with us that's going on or coming up with what your platform is? You have anything on the horizon?
I'm hoping to do one more fundraiser in the spring, but I'm not for sure what I'm doing yet.
So if people wanted to donate to the Children's Miracle Network, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can go online to Miss America's Outstanding Teen website, and you can look up my name and donate under my name so I can get credit for it, and it'll help me make my name in the Miss America's Outstanding Teen organization.
Fantastic. So it's okay for me to say that your full name is Mallory Sublett, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that information, because I think that's really going to help, and I hope that everyone's in the giving spirit this Christmas Eve Sunday. Mm-hmm. Ella says she is.
Oh, yeah, she's ready. So, you know, something else that I kind of want to bring up, and Maddie and Ella, I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot. So Ella's never had a choice about attending national conferences with her family, because she is the younger sister of who?
Olivia and Elliot.
Very good, Olivia and Elliot. And so she's always had to go to the National Down Syndrome Congress. But a few years ago, Ms. Maddie got to go, didn't she, Ella?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have fun? Yes, she had fun. No dead air, Ella. So, Maddie, how about you tell us about your experiences there?
It was really touching because I got to see how everyone didn't look at people differently. It was just everyone was there. They were all there to learn, and everyone was there to have a good time.
I love it. And did you make any new friends while you were out there in Orlando?
Yes. I met a kid named Nolan Smith, and we bonded. And he's actually going to be one of our keynote speakers at Rhinestones and Rodeo this winter. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'll get to see him again.
Yeah, because this will be Maddie's first year of actually being free to attend Rhinestones and Rodeo, and she's got a dress and everything. She's super excited.
Well, she's old enough now, too, because Ella doesn't get to attend Rhinestones and Rodeo. She's very upset about this. Mm.
How old do you have to be? What's your mom say?
13.
Well, it's okay. I just turned 13, too. So,
and just so anyone listening knows, that's only my rule for my children because I'm extremely busy that night. And Ella, we have all kinds of... What else do you get to do when you're 13 at our house with your ears?
Get them pierced.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a mean old mom. My M-O-M stands for that. So anyway,
That's okay.
We do welcome kids to Rhinestones and Rodeo, but anyway, Maddie gets to come this year, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
We are excited, and I think with Nolan Smith coming and reconnecting, it's going to be a fun reunion just to see everyone. So if you're listening, Rhinestones and Rodeo is January 13th, mm-hmm. and the doors open at what time, Kate?
5:30. The doors open at 5:30.
5:30. So come on out. Buy your tickets now. You can buy them from Kate, and it's on Facebook. It's on the website for Down Country. So be sure and look us up and get your tickets because they don't last long.
Yeah, you can get your tickets at upatdowncountry.com. And you know what, you guys? As we say that, I think we're going to head into our first break, and we will be right back. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. All right. Be right back.
Mr. Ed in one horse open sleigh. Hey.
Woo! Good job, Ella.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com for Down Country's Rhinestones and Rodeo Art Auction and Dance, January 13th, 2018 at the Ambiance in Quincy, Illinois. Show you love. Doors open at 5:30. Marilyn Tolbert, president of the NDSC, Nolan Smith, teen extraordinaire and self-advocate speaker with Sean Smith, PhD, a.k.a. DAD, a live auction, silent auction, Nace Brothers Band, and more. Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse up. Okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
They're all rolling their eyes at me again here. Welcome back. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. And we have got the kids here today. We've got Mallory, Maddie, and Ella joining Keely and I this Christmas Eve morning.
It is all about the kids, though, right?
It is all about the kids.
They bring the magic.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that's really important as part of Down Country and part of the show is talking about the importance of early exposure.
Absolutely.
For kids to all types of differently. Ms. Ella is the year younger than Mr. Elliot, who learns differently and rocks that extra chromosome, right? What's that extra chromosome, Ella? Known as?
Down syndrome.
Very good. Excellent. Like that. And so we had a situation a few years ago where we were at the mall. And what happened? There was a kid there and...
He and Elliot wanted to be his friend and that kid started running away from Elliot.
Because he was scared of Elliot. And what'd your mommy do? I didn't do something very smart, did I? I picked you both up and I went and hid in the hair salon and held my babies and cried, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why'd I cry, do you remember?
Because that other boy was being mean.
Yeah, because the other little boy hadn't been around kids who learn differently, and so he was scared of Mr. Elliot. And it made you pretty sad too, didn't you? Yeah, my kids aren't very used to that happening. And Maddie, you were saying like a little bit on break, like you see that sometimes at school.
Yeah, a lot at school, especially lately, there have been kids saying certain words, especially like the R word, and they've been making fun of kids that, you know, sometimes need a little extra help with their learning and mm-hmm. just understanding things. And I get very angry at them because I'm like, hey, that's not okay. And they're like, it's not a big deal. And I'm like, no. I'm like, why should you point out somebody's flaws? You might as well look at your own and be like, oh, yeah, you smell. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's true. like mm-hmm. it's just because, you know, they sometimes need a little extra help. That doesn't make it okay to make fun of them. Like, hey, sometimes you're not perfect either, so why should you point out somebody else's flaws for something that they can't help?
Absolutely. We are all imperfect, and we all need to actually embrace our flaws because that's what makes us unique. And Kate, I know you and I were kind of talking about this, the empathy thing versus mm-hmm. the sympathy. You want to kind of give your take on that?
Well, actually, I think Ella had a good point because she was explaining to me she has a friend, and this little friend happens to have autism, and she was explaining that sometimes he needs, Ella, you want to tell this? Sometimes he needs a little bit of extra
help from us, and sometimes we need help from him.
Yeah, and I love that because sometimes he needs a little bit of extra help from us, but sometimes they need help from him. It's a two-way street. It's not like, you know, one side of quote-unquote typical mm-hmm. is always doing for quote-unquote non-typical. Like, it's a two-way street. And then, you know, I think both of these girls, Mallory and Maddie, have had experiences where, you know, you guys are big into sports. And, you know, when you play sports, sometimes you get hurt. And, you know.
Yeah, that happened to me a lot lately. I mean,
bubble wrap, it's our friend.
Yeah, and a lot of times people, because I play soccer and that's not a very big sport, I mean, where I live in Palmyra. And so they think, well, I think this is God's way of telling you to quit soccer. And I'm like, no, this is God's way of teaching me patience and perseverance and to show what I really love about sports and how much I miss it. Because recently I'm like, well, you know, I was thinking about not playing basketball in high school. And this year when I had surgery on my wrist because I broke it pretty bad, I was thinking, you know, I don't know if I'm going to play basketball. But then I decided to be manager for our team because I wanted to be a part of it. But then I sat there and I'm like, man, I really miss it. So I'm like, you know, I'll give it a try in high school. And I decided, it just really shows you how much you love things once you get them taken away from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's where that empathy, not sympathy thing mm-hmm. kind of comes in because, you know, I find it nobody wants to have somebody feel sorry for them. You
no.
know, I mean, and I think both of you girls, like, nobody wants that. And quite frankly, Miss Independent over there, like, you know, people also don't want somebody else to do for them all the time.
Absolutely.
You know? That's annoying, isn't it?
Well, and that's where I get in trouble a lot because a lot of times when I get hurt just recently, they're like, hey, can I help you? And I'm like, nope, I want to do it myself. And then I'm like, I'll run after him and be like, hey, I actually kind of need help right now. So I'm kind of like, you know, I hate to admit it, but it's just a part of life.
It is a two-way street where sometimes you don't want the help, but sometimes you need to learn how to ask for help. Mm-hmm. So it is a definite two-way street. And I think even when we're talking about typical or non-typical, mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. We want to be independent. We want to have control over our lives, our bodies, our minds. And, you know, there's just so many things out there that people misinterpret mm-hmm. or misread. And so I would say ask before
yeah.
you do.
Well, and I think that's where that empathy piece comes in because how you view those things becomes a little bit different once you've walked a little bit of the walk and had
yeah.
to learn those lessons of patience and so on and so forth. I mean, like, you
And, well, last night I was sitting there at one of our games, and Mallory, she probably sprained her wrist pretty good, and I remember thinking, oh, crap, what if she broke it? And I was thinking, because I don't want anybody to have to go through what I went through, you know? No matter how much I don't particularly like that person, realizing...
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Just kidding. I love Mallory, but I'm talking about other people. No matter what... Just after I've experienced it, I've realized, you know, that really stunk, but I don't want them to have to go through the pain, the...
You'd never wish that upon somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and I think a lot of it's what you choose to make it, too. I know that after I hurt my ankle really, really
bad. Yes, you did.
I did a good job. Actually, Rhinestones and Rodeo invitations in my hand, and I walked out of the door, and there was no step there, and I came down on my ankle, and then had to call my husband to come and get me because I couldn't walk. And so what'd that take, about a month?
It took a really long time.
I don't know. Anyway, really my ankle still hurts sometimes. But one of the things that I became really conscious of after that was like curbs and things, because you had to be on the wheeler and you had to be in a wheelchair and you had to be on, and things that most of us take for granted become really, really important for individuals who don't have full mobility to get around. I mean,
yeah,
that's...
I took for granted riding right-handed because I'm right-hand dominant.
Sure.
And of course, once I had surgery on it, I was out for probably about 2 months after I broke it, and then I had surgery and everything. And I started realizing, I'm like, man, this is hard. You know, riding with my left-handed, it took me twice the time because I'm usually one of the people that gets done pretty quick with my work. But I'm like sitting there struggling, just even writing a couple of words, and I'm like, well, then I came a little bit of a, you know, hard-headed person, and I started writing right-handed, which probably wasn't the smartest idea, but...
Well, but your frustration level increased.
Yeah. I mean,
you know. And
so that's where we talk about, we've talked, Kate, on the show a little bit about where technology comes in and helps people to make it easier if they can't write really well. And so they're not focusing on that handwriting. They're focusing on what they're actually trying to write. You know, with the frustration level, when those things kick in, it makes it harder to do the things that you're really being asked to do. So, Maddie, you got a little bit of that. And, you know, I'm going to throw you under the bus here and say you also had to have your hair washed for the last couple months. And, you know,
I was able to take my own
baths.
That's
something you take
for
granted,
though.
The
one thing I couldn't do was wash my own hair because when I just couldn't get everything out of it. So I would have to, I would take my bath, I'd have to get dressed and everything, and then I would come into my mom's room and hang my head over her tub so she could... wash my hair for me, which really stunk. And I know she didn't enjoy it as any much as I did because it hurt her back and it hurt my neck. So, I mean, it's kind of just...
Well, yeah, you know what I'm really liking about this conversation, though, Maddie and Mallory and Ella, is you guys are able to articulate on a very real level for our listeners what very often some of our fellow citizens here in the tri-states, like they don't have the ability to fully articulate. I mean, you know, if you're born with low muscle tone or if your body has spasms, you can't say to everybody always, hey, you know what I mean? Like, I'm crazy frustrated because it's taking me five times as long as everybody else. I want to do it. I want to do what you're doing.
Yes.
I want to show what I know. So I love the fact that you're able to share that because I think it'll help.
Well, empathy. Yeah. Maddie's not only learning patience and perseverance, but she is learning to have empathy for all people because I think that's a very valued lesson, and it can take you to places.
Yeah, for all of us.
For all of us.
All right. Hey, we will be right back. This is hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything and dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Be right back, folks.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com for Down Country's Rhinestones and Rodeo Art Auction and Dance, January 13th, 2018 at the Ambiance in Quincy, Illinois. Show you love. Doors open at 5:30. Marilyn Tolbert, president of the NDSC, Nolan Smith, teen extraordinaire and self-advocate speaker, with Sean Smith, PhD, a.k.a. DAD, a live auction, silent auction, Nace Brothers Band, and more. Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Dashing through the snow in a one. Ho, 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 ho. Ready? Are you ready, Ella, for Santa tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, at least Ella will engage. The other two won't sing. We're going to make them sing before it's all over
with.
Hey,
I know. No. We are going to make them sing. That's how we're closing out. So I hope you're enjoying the show today. Keely and I are.
We are. We are. We're having a good time here in the studio with Mallory, Maddie, and Ella. It's fun to have kids in here and listening to their conversations and their perspective, because we as adults don't always see things the same as kids do. And so it's really good to hear what they have going on in their lives, what they see, and how it affects them on an everyday level.
Well, and I love how Maddie was talking earlier about you know, not using the R word and how mad it makes her, and
a lot of people just don't get the impact because they've never, you know, really experienced.
Yeah, I think that's really I had tears in my eyes a little bit when the girls were talking earlier, because it matters a lot, because it does. You guys, I don't think you guys realize as kids you have so much power, you know what I mean, to influence the way people see things, both adults and adults and other, you know, peers. You have that ability to truly alter how people are perceived, and it's a really cool power.
Absolutely.
Well, I think with our parents, you know, they taught us from an early age to, if we would laugh at somebody because they were different, they'd shut that down real quick, you know.
Well, they always told us to treat others the way we want to be treated.
So when people say the R word, I don't think they get the impact that it could have on somebody that, you know, that takes that to heart. Mm-hmm. Like, that really bothers me.
Well, think about how it makes you feel when someone says something mean about you.
Like, they haven't spent the time around the kids to really get to know them before they start name-calling and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Maddie, on the break, you brought up something. So Maddie and her family are military or retired military, and they moved all over. And so she was talking about the difference between the city dynamic and the rural dynamic, that, you know, when you live in the city, you have a little bit more exposure to people who learn and look differently and live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The city life, I can tell you, and I mean it's in the best way, it's crazy.
I lived in Palmyra.
Yeah. Mallory, so I'll say my kind of point of view, and then Mallory can go with the small town, because I've only lived here for a couple of years now. But with the city life, you have more resources, I think, to get the help you need. Because, like, I know when I moved back here, when I started getting hurt all the time, we'd go to these doctors in St. Louis and Columbia, and they're like, well, why'd you go all the way to St. Louis to go see a doctor? Because I'm like,
they didn't have one of the specialists.
Yeah, exactly.
In the area,
and I want to.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with the specialists. It's just sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, you
want a specialist.
Bed. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so with the city life, I think that they're more open to the ideas. When versus in a small town, you kind of have people that are already set in their ways. And with the city life, I think that, you know, everything's constantly changing. And when we moved here, it was great. I loved the small town life as well, but I just think when I started saying things, they're like, well, that's weird. No, it's not. You know, it's the thing in the city, and they would, I don't know.
So what do you think, Mallory? So she's saying in the city it's more fast-paced, and I would say sometimes more progressive, just because you do have access to those resources and sometimes specialists and those sorts of things. But she also mentioned that maybe people in a smaller town are set in their ways. Would you agree with that?
Well, I mean, in a small town, you usually grow up and you're surrounded by the same people your whole life because some people just don't move out of their hometown. And I think you do have lots of resources, but sometimes where you live, you'll have to go to other towns just to go to the grocery store or just to go to somewhere that you, it's an everyday thing.
It's a way of life.
Yes.
Well, you know, Michael Remus, who we've had on the show, one of the things he talks about, though, is in rural communities, we have a much greater impact to be able to truly affect change in our area. Because we're in the city, you're right, you have that higher level of exposure to different people, to different thoughts, different ideas.
And there's a lot more population with
but
that.
But there's a lot more population. With a lot more population, there comes a lot, a larger...
There's more people's minds you have to change.
It is harder
it
than that.
A conflict.
Where the beauty of a small town and the beauty of our community.
And it is a beauty.
It is a beauty. Is the fact that if you can get people to listen and to work together and to believe that things are possible with willing hands and helping with helping hands and willing hearts.
That's right.
You really can enact change. And I love when Michael talked about that, about how actually if you can get the buy-in, if you can get those kids in your school to quit saying the R word, you can create a culture that...
You can. And you know what I love about rural communities like ours is it is a community that wraps around itself. It's just a larger family. And if they buy into something, they are going to do anything they can to help with that project. I have seen it time and time again. And we live in an amazing place here. So, yeah, it is a very cool thing. And I think you're right, Kate. It is a culture that that is definitely something to be a part of. And it is a beautiful thing.
Well, it's that I think it also is that sharing piece. Would you know, like Ella, you know, you like to share, right? Well, I think if we can teach each other, you know, so that we can understand, you know what I mean, why we're doing these things or why these things are important, you know, which maybe, Maddie, that's the cool part about Nolan coming up here for Rhinestones and Rodeo. You guys are going to really love Nolan. Mallory, you're going to love Nolan, I'm telling you right now, because if you understand why you don't say the R word, because Nolan is a really cool guy. You know,
you just have to get to know them before you start putting labels on people.
Exactly. I think that's across the board.
Well, and that's why we're here. Just like today, we're having a conversation, and we want all of our listeners to have those conversations, because once you guys start talking about how it's not okay to use the R word or that you need to get to know people, it's a conversation that other people are going to start having, because you all have the ability to be leaders with your groups of friends and in your communities. And that's what our hopes have always been, Kate, is to start those conversations with this show.
Yeah. Ella made my heart happy one day. She came home and she'd been somewhere, and there was somebody who she didn't think was being very nice to someone. And so you spoke up, didn't you? You told him about it. And so I think that's a great thing. I think if I could think of no greater gift this Christmas season, Mallory, Maddie, and Ella, than for the three of you to never be scared to speak up.
Absolutely.
I have no issue doing that.
I don't know that.
You know, it may get me in trouble sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
I always speak my mind.
Well, you know what? I think that you can always live with a clear conscience if, you know, if you see something and you think it's wrong. I think it's okay to say that's not all right with me.
And when you speak up for others, you give them a voice and you make them realize it's okay for them to stand up for themselves as well. And they may find that voice and you may just see a whole new thing starting. And I would love to see the ripple effect of that within your schools, within our community, and just see people standing up and saying it's not okay.
It's such a blessing.
It is a blessing.
Such a blessing. And it is Christmas Eve. Ella, what do you want from Santa?
A stick.
Oh, the Lord Almighty. Yes, she's right. She does want a stick. Evidently, in our backyard, we do not have for the dog. She wants to teach the dog to fetch. Maddie, what would you like for Christmas?
Well, we went to Florida, but I'm really kind of wanting the iPhone X, maybe.
My gifts
are a little bit more expensive than Ella's stick. But I think that comes with age. Eventually, Ella will be asking for that type of stuff, too. And then her mom will be like, oh, my goodness gracious. What happened to just wanting a stick for Christmas?
Oh, all right. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything.
Everyone!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun! slope and sleigh. Hey!